Rashi brings from the Medrash. Pasuk says when the Klai Yisrael is about to go out to war, and Yigash Kohen, and he says to them, Shema Yisrael. So Chazal Darshan, I feel in Mechem Aluschus Shema Yisrael, it's a Gemara in Seita. Even if they only have a schus of Shema Yisrael, they will be nitzel from the Mochama. So the war is between Klai Yisrael and the Umas Arlam, let's say, where it's represented by Esav Yedaim the Esav. Esav has a tremendous power to fight. Yedaim the Esav. So how does Klai Yisrael overcome that? He overcomes that with the Shema Yisrael. So what does that mean? Similarly, we find that the Gemara says also in Sechta Saita that a person who speaks between tefillah le tefillah, which means the tefillah shayyad and the tefillah shayrosh, is chayzim erchel mechama. He has to go back from erchel mechama. So it seems to be a very minimal issue. A person says something that's supposed to be masik, but I mean the halacha of the bracha. The bracha of lahaniach tefillin applies both to the shalyad and to the shalrosh. According to the minhag of we follow the way we, the Ashkenazim, do the bracha. So you make a bracha on the shalyad of lahaniach tefillin, and you make another bracha on the shalrosh. It's not to replace the bracha; it's to add to the bracha. So in the shalrosh, really, you're making two brachas. And if you can't speak in between, if you speak in between, the bracha of the lahaniach tefillin can't go onto. Can't go on to the shalrosh also. Okay, so you make a bracha on your shalrosh, you make a bracha on your tefillah, and the lach is actually, if you do it, you have to make it. You make two brachas on the shalrosh for minhag Ashkenazi. So before he puts on the shalrosh, he makes another bracha of lahaniach tefillah and the bracha of al mitzvah tefillah, and he puts on the shalrosh. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but like, you know that's so. Chazal saying is the point of Chazal that such a minimal aver, but even such minimal averes would send the person back. Why do they pick that aver? The matter says that in Parshas Kisisa, after Klai Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, he says you're mekalkel in the Nasa. Klai Yisrael said Nasa ben Ishma. Excuse me, Nasa ben Ishma, and they didn't do the Nasa. He says you have to be careful with the Nishma. There was that beforehand you were totally. They were totally careful in everything that they did, the Nasa. And now, the way you're going to be able to make a tikkun and address the issues that you need to address is through the process of Nishma. Which means that a person is able to at least conceptually understand the right thing to do. In his mind, he wants to do the right thing. He's decided he's going to do the right thing. He plans to do the right thing, etc. But many... A trip from the cup to the lip, as the saying goes, many a slip from the cup to the lip, that something happened along the way. It doesn't happen exactly the way you want it to. So the tefillin shalrosh represents the machshava of the person, the decision to do it, the desire to do it, the plan to do it. I have good intentions. I'm going to make big changes this coming year. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to learn Musar. I'm going to be mechazik myself. I'm going to make big changes. And the tefillin shayad is the hand that's doing the person's process, of doing what he has to do. So you have to understand the Klai Yisrael through Shema Yisrael, through the Nishma, through the depth of understanding. A person has to learn to get his depth of understanding to the point that it's able to translate into action also. So the person able to think it through and come make true plans, practical plans, and then put into lemaisa. So through your nishma, through your chizik in Torah, through your chizik in tefillah, through your chizik in Musa, through the chizik, and really contemplating the right and the wrong, truly contemplating it, truly contemplating where your issues are and how to address them, you'll be able to do a nasa also. That is the source of tikkun now, as opposed to once upon a time where the nasa, Kleisel's goof, was so naturally inclined it would do it automatically. Before the Chet HaEgel, that's not going to work with it anymore. So if you speak between the two tefillahs, it means you break that the flow of connection between the Shorosh and the Shalyad, so you can't go out to war, because Klal Yisrael's schus to go out to war is that we're able to use our Karach of understanding to translate it into the proper action. That's what will give us a schus over the Yadayim of the Esav, the ability to translate it into Lamaisa. So the Shema, that is our vehicle for Tikkun. So Shema Yisrael is Klal Yisrael understands the right and the wrong, truly understands it. That's our Nishma now, and that will be translated into Lamaisa. But a person who speaks between Tefillah and Tefillah, he breaks that flow of the thought process from one to the other. He can't go out to war because he won't be able to overcome Yadayim and the Yesav. This is the Swasemis and Yir Tafresh and Aleph.